Martinique, Singapore, at all the places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment. Dangerous Assignment, starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell.
Yeah, danger is my assignment. I got sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though, trouble. When I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize this assignment's going to prove that sometimes a card in the pocket is worth two on the table. Morning, Commissioner. You sent for me?
Steve, you're going to Singapore to contact the little man who isn't there.
If he isn't there, where is he?
He doesn't exist.
Uh-huh. Agent Wells is the man for this job.
Wells, we haven't any agent.
It's perfect. Send an agent we don't have to meet a little man who isn't there.
Oh, Steve.
Okay. What's the deal?
Steve, since the United Nations blockade of China, Singapore has become a teeming hub of two-way smuggling. Now, we know that money derived from this contraband trade is being used to help finance various uprisings in the East.
I'm curious about this little man who isn't there. How does he fit in?
Well, he's known simply as Mr. Han. He was created by one of our agents in the Orient 3 months ago, Steve. The mysterious Mr. Han was set up to protect certain informers who have been tipping us off from time to time regarding the activities of this smuggling ring.
I get it.
Now, your arrival in Singapore will be made known through various channels. News circulated that you've come to confer with Mr. Han, a person you alone know. Once the ring learns of this, you can be certain they'll have you watched.
You know, Commissioner, I have a hunch if I work this right, I might wind up face to face with the big-time operator himself, or dead.
I hope you're right the first time. Our agent in Singapore is Wally Norton. Check with him, Steve, then get to work. We've got to smash that contraband ring. Well, that's it, Steve. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
Assignment. Get over to Singapore for a meeting with the little man who isn't there, the non-existent Mr. Han. A meeting that's bound to interest the big shot who was masterminding a flourishing contraband racket. It's late Thursday afternoon when I arrive in Singapore, and I head straight to Wally Norton's apartment. The door is opened by a grinning houseboy.
Hello, hello?
Steve Mitchell. Is Wally...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I am Kim Mee. Please come in. Come in. Miss Norton is busy on telephone.
Yes, sir. All right, Ramsey. I'll take care. Yeah, oh, here's Mitchell now. Right. What?
Please to sit down, Mr. Mitchell.
Thanks, Kim.
Right, Ramsey. I'll ring you later. Bye. How are you, Steve?
Nice to see you.
Wally. Say, been putting on a little weight, haven't you?
You can blame Kim here for that. He's too good a cook.
You hungry, Mr. Mitchell? Kim fix something for you to eat?
In this weather? Oh, too hot to eat.
Tall, cool drink is none of them.
I'll take care of that, Kim. Now, suppose you go on that little errand for me, huh?
I go.
You're pretty soft, Wally. Nice apartment like this. Houseboy to look after you.
Yeah, Kim's a handy little person to have around, Steve. You don't know how handy.
Huh? What do you mean?
My faithful houseboy happens to be a little stooge to the contraband smuggling ring.
What?
I first suspected him some 3 months ago. Our plans were going wrong. We'd set up a trap. It wouldn't close because someone was tipping the ring. I decided to test Kim.
Is that when Mr. Han was created?
Right. And we just pulled off a good job. Grabbed a big haul of contraband stuff. Ramsey, he's the top British agent here. He dropped in for a chat. Kim was in the room. I happened to mention the name Han. Told Ramsey that Han had turned out to be a good informer.
And then what?
2 days later, the news that a gent named Hahn was working for us was circulated around Singapore. Only 3 men knew that name: Ramsey, myself, Kim. Add up?
It adds up.
Yeah, Kim's pretty smooth. I tried to find out just how and where he was delivering his information, but no luck. And I didn't care to find out. I thought he'd be a lot handier to have around.
To make good use of him.
And I have. Ramsey and I have kept up the Hahn business for months now. Played it up big. Kim has relayed every word to the ring.
So it's been through Kim that our mysterious Mr. Hahn has developed into the number one menace to the smugglers.
Yeah.
Now, where do I set up headquarters?
A Hotel Malaya. I sent Kim over there yesterday to make reservations, room 308. But what Kim doesn't know is that one of Ramsey's boys has the room right across the hall from you.
Ah, good.
How are you going to work this, Steve?
I think we'll give him the slow treatment, but come on. Mm-hmm. The big shot will have his boys trailing me to see if I'll lead them to Mr. Hahn, if I can make them look bad, you know, like they're falling down on the job. I think Mr. Big might get impatient and have me picked up. Try to force the information from me.
Good idea, if it works.
It will work. If you and Ramsey's boys keep an eye on me, stay on my trail when I'm picked up, take it to the big shot.
Now, we'll be around it.
You better be. An hour later, I leave Wally Norton's apartment. When I step out into the street, I spot a gent standing in a doorway across the square. He's pretending to read a newspaper. A small car, a two-seater, is parked a short distance down the block. Another gent is slumped down behind the wheel, his hat over his eyes. He looks like he's asleep. I know I've picked up my shadows, or vice versa. 10 minutes later, I check in at the Hotel Malaya. It's a little after 8 that night when I stroll out of the dining room and go upstairs. I put in a call to Wally Norton.
All right, Steve, let's have it.
Kim there?
Yeah.
Right. Start sounding enthusiastic like I've talked to Mr. Hahn.
You saw Hahn? Good.
Well, the only person I actually talked to was the head waiter.
Really? What did he say?
Well, matter of fact, he suggested I have lobster or jambalaya.
What else?
For dessert, bomb glacé.
That sounds good, Steve.
It wasn't bad, actually. He even told me how it was made.
What plan has Hahn made, Steve?
Well, first you dissolve 2 cups of sugar.
Really?
And then you do something with the egg yolks and put the whole mess in a double boiler. And after that, it's all sort of hazy in my mind.
Great, Steve. Great news. just a second. Yes, Kim, what is it?
No further need for Kim here.
No, you can go, Kim. You got a date, huh?
Yes, Kim got a date.
Well, off you go, then. Right, Steve, he's gone.
The only date that kid has is with the nearest telephone.
Yeah. Did you spot your tag?
Yeah, 2 of them. They picked me up when I left your place this afternoon. I didn't see Ramsey's boys, huh?
No, they were around. One of them is Pawson. Short, heavy-set with a mustache.
Oh, yeah, now that you mention it, I noticed someone like that on a corner.
We continue the treatment?
Yeah, we keep at it until the big shot decides his boys are getting nowhere trailing me.
He has you picked up, and we close in. Any plans for tonight, Steve?
Yeah. A bicarbonate of soda and I hit the hay. You know, that lobster jambalaya isn't all it's cracked up to be. The next morning, I put in another phone call to Wally Norton. He's properly enthusiastic about my second meeting with Hahn. Kim, I know, is close by getting an earful. An earful he's going to relay to the ring. Shortly before noon, I leave the hotel, saunter over into the native quarter. I've got 2 new gents tailing me now. They're a half block behind when a little gent scurries up to me.
Hey, excuse me, sir. You want guide? I am George.
No, thanks.
Beautiful tour of the city. Very cheap, very nice.
Sorry.
Includes dinner and glass of wine.
Well, sounds real nice, but I'm not interested at the moment.
Visit to the Chinese gardens, Peel Hill, Botanical Gardens, Hindu temples, the Shuba House.
Some other time.
Excuse me, just wait.
What's the matter?
You are a visitor?
Of course I'm a visitor.
For you, I have half price.
Oh, why?
Who cares why? It's half price.
Look, I don't want a guide.
For nothing, I assure you.
Nothing? That doesn't sound like good business.
Business? Business is terrible. I don't have a customer for such a long time. I just want to keep him practiced.
Look,
please don't say no. I give you my card.
George Navescu. A Romanian guide in Singapore yet.
At your service. Read further on the card.
Counselor at law.
Small case is a handle on the side. You got the small case?
Sorry.
Good. Then you are gay, happy, carefree. You are in the mood for adventure. Singapore, my dear sir, is delightful by day, but Singapore by night.
excuse me, George. I think I'll hop a rickshaw.
A rickshaw? Yes, but of course, George Navescu, at your service.
Don't tell me you're full of rickshaw, too.
Take that boy over there, the one in the yellow hat. From him, I get the commission. Whoosh. Sino!
I climb aboard the rickshaw, go off down the street. I look back to see if the shadows are tailing me. They're not. They're trailing George. And suddenly I know why. They saw him talking to me, saw him slip me a piece of paper, his card. They could think he's Hahn. If so, he's a dead duck. I jump out of the rickshaw and take off after them. When I round the corner, I spot them standing in front of a coffee house. I slip around to the back and inside. George is sitting at a table, lapping up a cup of Java. I can see the two shadows eyeing George, but they can't see me. George does. He comes over.
I know you have reconsidered. You wish to tour the city.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, please. Oh, you are in such a hurry.
This way.
First, you do not want to. You are so eager to. Wait, where are we going?
Down this alley.
But who is to conduct this tour?
Right now I am.
You? But why this way? Where are we?
Jail wouldn't be a bad idea at the moment.
Jail? Oh, I have already been there. Not very interesting jail.
But a lot safer for you, Georgie, and that's the point right now.
Me? Go to jail? But... No!
Oh, no!
Hey! Oh,
no!
Hey, wait a minute! George takes off down the alley, flying low. I go after him. A block away, I spot him ducking into a cellar. I close in fast. It's pitch black inside. But he's along the wall. I can hear him moving around. Then he makes a dash for the door.
Hold it, Buster!
Please. Cannot we discuss this quietly without violence?
That was a big mistake, George, coming up to me in the street back there.
This I am aware of, but why? I am a law-abiding citizen. I have a license. I have two licenses. I have three licenses.
Why'd you start running it?
The mention of the word jail did something to me. First to my stomach, and then to my legs. And I was running before I knew it.
Look, nothing's going to happen to you if you do as I say. Jail is the best place for you right now, believe me. Be my guest.
Yes, well, this kind of hospitality I can do without. What is this all about?
I haven't time to...
What is it?
Someone coming down the cellar stairs.
Who? Who is it? Can you see?
No. But one thing's sure. Here in the cellar, we're bottled up. But good.
To Dangerous Assignment and Steve Mitchell.
If you don't mind, I will leave.
Shut up. I don't want him to... Hey, wait a minute.
What? You know him?
Yeah. Short, heavy-set, brush mustache. Folsom.
Mitchell!
Yeah, over here.
Everything all right, old man?
So far, yeah. Meet George Navescu. He's really gummed up the works.
Me? What did I do?
The shadows around Porson?
No. No sign of them.
Good. Well, let's get George out of here before they show. We duck out of the cellar, grab a cab at the next corner, and drive down to police headquarters. Two plainclothes officers are assigned to take Navescu home and stay with him. I wait around for Wally Norton to show up, and when he does, I fill in on what's happened.
He did the right thing, Steve. Those two might have grabbed off Navescu thinking it was Hahn.
I couldn't take the chance of maybe putting an innocent man on the spot. No telling what they might have done to him.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, we don't do anything. I think they'll make the next move now. I'm going back to the hotel. I'll wait there an hour and then go out for a walk. If I'm right, the big boy will be ordering a grab right now.
All right, Steve.
You'll be around?
We'll be around.
When I get back to my hotel, I find a small crowd is gathered on the street in front. There's an ambulance parked nearby. The first thing that pops into my head is the idea that something's happened to the man Ramsey is planted in the room opposite mine. I check with the hotel clerk and find out I'm wrong. It seems a guest named Mamoulian has just died of a heart attack. I step into the self-service elevator and start up. There's another gent in the elevator with me.
Seventh floor, if you please.
I get off at 3.
I think not, Mr. Mitchell.
Huh?
I think we will both get off at the 7th floor.
Yeah?
This gun, Mr. Mitchell, says we will.
Okay. So we get off at the 7th floor.
It's Hugo. Open up. After you, Mr. Mitchell.
So, you are Mr. Mitchell, eh? Good work, Hugo.
I don't believe we've met.
I will come right to the point, Mr. Mitchell. My name is Carling. Where is Hahn?
Hahn? Well, name sounds familiar, but I can't seem to place it.
Perhaps this will refresh your memory.
Now, Hugo. Easy.
Give me but a few moments with him. He will tell us.
No, not here, Hugo. I was afraid Mr. Mitchell might prove to be stubborn. We must remove him elsewhere.
Go right ahead.
You would like that, would you not, Mr. Mitchell? Have us march you out of this hotel right past the police who are watching.
Police?
Hugo, if you please. Your best professional manner, Hugo.
Hello? Hello, desk. This is Dr. Fergal speaking from Mr. Mamoulian's room. Will you have the ambulance attendant come up, please? Yes, we will remove the body. Thank you.
I'm beginning to get it, boys. Hugo here turns out to be a phony doc. And you, fat boy.
Mamoulian? Oh, no. Our friend Mr. Mamoulian left the hotel some time ago. The rear stairs, unobserved.
So now I get hauled out in a basket as the late Mr. Mamoulian.
By two of our men, to a private ambulance. Do you like the idea, Mr. Mitchell?
Frankly, no.
I did not think you would. Very well, Hugo. Tie him up. Tape his mouth securely. And then, Mr. Mitchell, we shall take a little ride to a quiet place where we can pursue our questioning further. And entirely undisturbed.
Well, this is just great. Our little plan has gone up in smoke. They're going to smuggle me out of the hotel right under the nose of Ramsey's men. I'm really on my own now. They strap me to a stretcher, put a sheet over me, and cart me down to a waiting ambulance. We drive out to a very small private hospital on the edge of the city. They slap me on a cart and wheel me into an operating room. I've got an idea Carlin isn't the big boss, and I'm right. The door opens, and in walks a little number who looks for all the world like the Dragon Lady.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell.
Well, don't tell me you're the big boss.
My name is Tanya. Oh, make yourself comfortable, Mr. Mitchell. You may be here some time.
Thanks.
I'm sorry to keep you strapped to the cart like this, but the sooner you decide to be sensible, the sooner you will be more comfortable.
How did you get into this racket?
I married a soldier of fortune called Colonel Black.
Oh, I've heard of him. Is he the one that's bossing the smuggling operation?
He was, but, he died a year ago.
An accident, I suppose?
Not an accident. A mistake. His mistake.
What was it?
I became tired of him.
That was his mistake?
Yes, and a fatal one, as it turned out.
Brother, you're a real sweet kid.
Oh, it was not necessary for me to handle it personally. I had Carlin and Hugo for jobs like that. Anyway, Colonel Black's death was for the best. How else could I have got my name?
Name?
They call me the Black Widow.
You know something? I believe it.
Thank you. And now, I must get back to business. Where is Mr. Hahn?
Sorry.
Oh, so am I. darling.
You always kiss your victims first?
Oh, not always.
Hugo!
So, you won't tell us now? Good. It's more fun this way.
Hugo goes to work on me as I lie there strapped to the cart, helpless. Even if I told them there was no Mr. Hahn, they'd never believe me. Finally, he uncorks one that puts me in the land of Nod. And after a while, I come out of it just long enough to realize Hugo's gone. I can hear voices in the room. Dimly, I peg them. Fat Boy Colin and Kim, Wally Norton's houseboy.
I did not know Hugo was going to do that to him. He looks bad. I'm worried.
You do as you're told, and we'll worry about the rest, Kim.
I drift under again. The next thing I know, Kim is bending over me.
Mr. Mitchell.
Huh? What?
I'm Kim. Here, I untie you.
How come?
I help you get away.
Why?
I don't want to be mixed up in this. Here, I am dying.
How do I know this isn't a trap? You helped me get away and your gang tags me to Hahn.
No, please. They promised me there would not be any beating up like this. They're going to kill you.
Getting cold feet?
Yes. I give them information, but they tell me no rough stuff and no murder. They lied to me. Now I get out of it.
What have I got to lose? Even if it is a trap.
Here. I help you to the door.
Hugo.
Hi.
Well, well. Our little friend Kim. Congratulations, Mr. Mitchell. You make friends easily.
Thanks, Colin.
So you can still stand up. I fixed that.
What's the matter? What has happened?
Our little friend Kim had a weak stomach. He tried to help Mitchell escape.
Oh, I am so sorry the attempt failed, Mr. Mitchell.
So am I, believe me.
And now we will resume our questioning. Hugo will ask the questions in his usual manner.
So it looks like I've lost my last chance. Then I get an idea. Maybe I still got an ace up my sleeve. Why not tell them what they want to hear? I pull my handkerchief out of my pocket and mop my face a little. Then I suddenly slump over against Colin. He hauls me to my feet again.
Come, Mr. Mitchell. We have not even started. Hugo, you have the honor again.
Come, wait a minute.
Oh, don't tell me you have had enough.
Yeah.
Very well. Where is Mr. Hahn?
He's been in your organization right from the start. He's been selling you out from the inside.
Who is it? Who is it?
Let me ask you a question, Hugo.
What is it?
Up in the hotel room, who tried to keep you from knocking me around?
Why?
Who was against the torture?
Colin.
What?
Colin.
Utanya, this is ridiculous.
Sorry, Colin. I tried to cover as long as I could, but I just can't take it anymore.
It is a lie.
Stand still, Colin. Stand very still. Well, Mr. Mitchell.
Your boy saw me talk to a little guide named George Navescu.
Yes. It occurred to us that he might be Mr. Hahn.
No, he was just a go-between. He gave me his card. I was to give it to Hahn when I met him to identify myself.
So?
Guess who's got that card now?
Colin.
Colin?
No!
Search him, Hugo.
Well, yes, there is a card here in his pocket.
So, what is the name on it?
George Novescu.
Colin's face turns green. Tanya squeezes the trigger. Colin goes down. I clip Hugo into two. Shove the wheeled cart into Tanya. It spoils her aim on me. Before she can pull the trigger again, I twist the gun out of her hand.
You.
Well, well. Colin and Kim dead. You and Hugo on ice. Looks like that's the crop. You know, I played a dirty trick on you, Miss Black Widow.
Just what do you mean?
I planted that card in Colin's pocket when I slumped against him a minute ago.
Colin was not Mr. Hahn.
Nope. I got another secret for you, too. There is no Mr. Hahn.
What?
That's right. It was just a gag, and you bit on it. I guess that's one spider bite that was fatal to the spider.
Dangerous Assignment, starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell. This is a Grace Gibson radio production directed by Lawrence H. Cecil. Be with us again next week, same time, when Steve Mitchell will embark on another Dangerous Assignment.